far understand. I want to thank you for the audience and your invitation. Well, I hope the cast has been without a decent, and with your prayers and the blessings and cooperation which we need, I think we can still make a very interesting start anew. You say the vision, the determination, and I would like to see someone that you trust, because we want to have decent someone. Because it was the first country in the world, and we made a fool of ourselves, laughing stock of ourselves. Actually, in a way, the 47, the aftermath, the massacres, the
cash, and then 65, and then now again. Hopefully, so sad.
You made so many mistakes. I hope I don't make any more mistakes. First mistake I made was when 1950 you were investing in Ellen Gaines. That was,
oh, yeah.
I was working out of the budget as a student.
Well, you heard it.
Thank you.
fighting in the West. Some reports I saw, I just saw the suits.
But I can get to that, I told you that.
I expected it.
Much bigger than the struggle between two countries.
each other rather than handling their own problems and so forth. But those who simply see this in terms of India and Pakistan miss the mark. If you just see it that way, then it's 600 million against 130 million, and so you're on the side of the six.
That's in there. then they're going to be a great power.
That's the point.
This is a stigma they cannot really face. They have to raise the stigma. So even for another cracker,
yeah.
Terrible cracker. But we have to pick up the pieces. So
yeah.
We need all your blessings and support.
Well, we are very, as I said, we're saddened by the events. We're saddened. We don't like to see Pakistanis killed. We don't like to see Indians killed, either one. In that sense, there is a concern for both. On the same token, in the case of a respected member of the world community, Pakistan, I think it's very important for a country's integrity to be respected. That's why we hope the ceasefire continues so that it will not just basically it doesn't. You're down the drain. You know that. And you're just down the drain. No matter how great your people are, you just don't have stuff. I mean, the equipment. Now, beyond that, looking to the future, economically and otherwise, there has to be strength in the country. May I say on our part, as you know, we are very limited with what we can do because of congressional conditions. On the other hand, on the economic side, I want you to know that we will raise your needs very sympathetically once the dissolution of these ceasefire is through. As you know, I reversed an attitude toward Pakistan since I've been in office. Not much, but at least it's changed some. And at this point, if you can build basically a live and let live society down there, then the United States will be prepared to help. I mean, we are told that Dr. Kissinger, Secretary Rogers, is even talking to me the same thing. That we will examine the situation very recently, and knowing that you suffered a lot, you probably have quite a lot of rebuilding. How much damage has been done? You've got a national grid now, such a move. How many idiots can say, how do we say, oh, hang on, I must be a dumb guy. Sure.
Well, it's all those estimates. What do we have? We have the estimate of the damage. Mr. President, there's also one other matter which I want to come back to mind. There might be some people in lobbies who might start about Bangladesh, recognition of Bangladesh. I know your position also after your global path. Let us first try to negotiate with the Bengali leaders with all options open. If the world moves hastily on this matter, not only could we be endorsing the Indian invasion and the dismemberment of my country this way, but if this can be generally phenomenal.
I ask you, do you think there is a possibility for negotiation?
We have given our political in West Pakistan, my party, but the overwhelming majority has been.
Now, do you think there is a chance for negotiation?
I can try, but I want to first go to the people. The trouble of the people has been bypassed too often. I want their consent, I want their approval, I want to tell them the facts of life as to how we stand. I have not been able to make a commitment in a hurry, because once I make a commitment, I have to keep it. So I can't say anything here now.
You don't know what I'm going to
have. Exactly what
you want.
I have to wait a month to go to the people, talk to them, restore the dialogue, pick up their morale, all these things, and then go step by step on these things.
But I know our position has been, as the Secretary Rogers probably told you, we have not recognized the position, and we have not recognized the population. We have no present plan.
You can move it on the humanitarian side according to your great traditions.
Yes.
That's a different matter. And then they'll appreciate it more as well. We tell them quite clearly that we are in search for a lasting solution.
But I think in terms of the humanitarian side, there are aid there, you know, both sides of the border should be through the UN, not through a government.
But if you do it yourself, you have to extend more leadership.
Well, I'm thinking that, well, yes, the difficulty is themselves bilateral with the government and return all the money and then give marching stroke to the government. You see, well, we can examine it, but for example, how do you give aid in East Pakistan through Bangladesh?
You already have some agencies there.
That
would be expected.
Or the Wisdom Agency. That's very good.
Well, they must know that the deal for preponderant power is sanctioned in the United States.
Because we put up more than the rest of the world combined, you know, the economy by all their talk, in terms of the aid down there, the humanitarian aid has been done this much, and we're glad we can.
And then the second, the political initiative should be in our hands, because now India's will try to seize the initiative. And India should be told that now you have imposed your will by force to bring about Bangladesh, but you say the people of East Pakistan wanted it. What are you doing about Kashmir? Because then you had a people of them said it's only to throw the onus, because they are, I am knowing them as well as we all know them. After a little respite, they said Pakistan will withdraw from the ceasefire line and all these new things. So you hold the initiative in our hands. You say, well, you have to use force to go into Bengal and interpret your will as to what they wanted. So what was the problem here? You can't approbate and reprobate at the same time. So it will put the own will, shift the onus. And that, I think, also is a matter for the political tactical problem which must be taken into account.
Well, we will have in mind all of these concerns. Our major goal will be first to actually, not so much bargaining in this case, but the socialists will be with China. They're very racist in our philosophy.
So that is what's going to be the
But we think it's important to start the communication, to start the dialogue. You find both quite different. So show me the Japanese.
Yes, I
did.
Maybe you're happy to have your time, you think. But at least you've got an